Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
German military officials in Kabul, Afghanistan are reporting a deadly firefight broke out at the airport on Monday between Western security forces and Afghan guards. The incident at the north gate of the airport involved German and U.S. security forces. The statement from the German military did not say whether the guard killed at the airport was a Taliban fighter. Biden is scheduled to watch a virtual G6 leaders meeting on Tuesday to discuss Afghanistan. President Biden on Sunday said the evacuation crisis in Afghanistan could extend beyond August 31st. At least 21 people were killed and some 20 others missing after severe flash floods swept through Humphreys County in Middle Tennessee over the weekend. Up north, the system named Henri is drenching the northeast with rain Monday. Henri, which made landfall as a tropical storm Sunday afternoon in Rhode Island, moved northwest through Connecticut. It has flooded areas as far as New Jersey before drenching northeastern Pennsylvania. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
President Biden continues to be the recipient of harsh criticism on his exit debacle in Afghanistan as tens of thousands of American lives are at risk. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair has harshly criticized the Biden administration's pullout of U.S. troops from Afghanistan. In an online article, Blair called the withdrawal tragic, dangerous, and unnecessary. Blair's voice adding to the criticism from American allies over the decision to pull out and the subsequent Taliban takeover of the country. Former Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe tells Fox News that the current chaos in Afghanistan is damaging America's reputation with its international partners.
For our allies, it's as harmful and hurtful as it is for Americans to watch this, because they stood by us. Some of the harshest criticism has come from our allies. British Parliament members said that what Joe Biden did was cowardly and shameful, and Angela Merkel's likely successor as chancellor said this was the biggest debacle since NATO had been formed. So these are our friends saying this.
USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The humanitarian crisis created by open border policies at the U.S.-Mexico border, violent crime on the rise throughout American cities, inflation hurting American families with much higher food and gas prices, President Biden's leadership is now being called into question. Kentucky Congressman Republican James Comer is telling Fox News that history will not be kind to President Biden and his Afghanistan withdrawal crisis.
Well, we certainly can't remove all the troops until every American and all of our allies who we want out of Afghanistan or out of Afghanistan. And I think history will show it's the right decision to remove the troops from Afghanistan. However, you remove your citizens before you remove the troops. I mean, it's unimaginable that Joe Biden thinks he made the right decision evacuating the troops. And then, okay, let's have all of our American citizens and anyone else who we promised refuge to come on out now. I mean, that is the worst plan in the history of America. History will not be kind to Joe Biden on this decision and a lot of other decisions, but specifically with respect to Afghanistan. It's a terrible move. We're not even talking about the billions of dollars of American ammunition and weaponry that are now in the hands of the Taliban. This is the worst executed plan from a military standpoint in the history of America.
The president will be on a TV conference call Tuesday with G7 members to talk Afghanistan. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. August 11, 1946 was an exciting day in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, as the town's very first radio station went live. Reverend Charlie Byers had booked time that Sunday morning to preach the gospel over the airwaves. People eagerly gathered around their newly purchased radios to listen to the Gospel Tide Hour program. Fast forward 75 years, and the Gospel Tide Hour is now the Tide Ministry, an international outreach sharing the gospel in multiple languages on three continents, potentially reaching millions of people, many of whom have never before heard the truth about Jesus. Imagine their excitement as they hear the gospel message in their own language and learn about an all-powerful God who offers them hope and new life in Christ. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and read testimonies from people whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Fresh and independent, this is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. It's also great to have Brigitte Gabriel with us, national security analyst, New York Times bestselling author, chairman of ActForAmerica.org. Of course, you know her. She's been on here many times to talk about her bestselling book, Rise. Brigitte, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. Delighted to be back with you.
Well, let's talk about the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan, the new caliphate. How significant is this?
Oh, my goodness. This will go down in infamy. This is so significant, not just to the Middle East, but worldwide. The world is being reshaped right now. And what is so, you know, the interesting thing that the Taliban's named their state, the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan, and announced it from the presidential palace in Kabul. And you know how the Taliban or the jihadists, everything is about symbolism. That was the name that Taliban government had that was ousted by the U.S.-led coalition in 2001. So they're not only back, they are back with a very well-funded army to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars, and they are now being recognized by China, by Russia. They are meeting with the Iranians, and they have they're looking to be to make Afghanistan as the epicenter for an Islamic state where all jihadists are going to flock to it around the world. They're doing that right now already.
Yeah, the very thing that supposedly we were going to stop is the very thing that we, allowed to happen.
Exactly. But that's what happens when you ignore the signs. You don't understand your enemy. Whatever happened to the art of war and understanding your enemy? Because today, if you are a Russian, a Chinese, an Iranian, or a European, what's happening in Afghanistan is not about the Taliban takeover. It's about the fall of America, Bill. And the scary and frustrating thing is, how can this happen? We have 17 intelligence agencies in America. They are the world's most lavishly overfunded intelligence community, and they failed us. But this is what happens when you focus, or your focus as a military becomes on gender equality, transgender rights, and the russifying and teaching critical race theory in the military. That's what you end up with.
Well, the fall of America, it appears to be more by design, Brigitte, this clear ignorance of and ignoring of, like you say, basic fundamentals of warfare. And you say, well, how could this happen? I mean, this is absolutely either just pure stupidity or you've allowed it to happen. I mean, this is fulfilling another agenda that you and I aren't aware of.
Well, you know what? It is both, Bill. It is stupidity on a mega scale, because this has happened under Republican and Democratic administration, with the exception of President Trump. President Trump was respected. He was feared. They knew, do not mess with President Trump. After all, he killed Soleimani. He bombed Syria. And he told the Taliban when he started talking about the withdrawal from Afghanistan, and I am all for the withdrawal of Afghanistan, but not the way it happened. President Trump made it very clear to them, you harm any of our people and we will will bomb you to smithereens, and they knew he can do it because, after all, he eliminated ISIS. But what we had under Biden, and also the brass in our top leadership in the military, they underestimated the situation. Look, General Austin Scott Miller, the commander of U.S. and NATO troops in Afghanistan, said he was shocked by how quickly the Afghan National Army had surrendered to the Taliban. Shocked? Are you serious? Now, I don't know whether he's a three-star general, four-star, or a hundred-star general, and I don't really care. But a guy who professes to be shocked by how quickly the Afghan National Army has surrendered to the Taliban has no business being the commander of U.S. and NATO troops in Afghanistan or anywhere else in our military. So when you have Milley, when you have the Secretary of State, when you have the Secretary of Defense, all of, with utter lack of understanding of our enemy, that's a problem. And it started with Obama. Remember, Obama, when he came to power, the first address was to the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. Remember the big brouhaha about reaching out to the Arabic world? The second address was to the Iranians, to the mullahs, congratulating them on their spring holiday back in the spring. So we have had democratic leadership who always cozied up to our enemy, thinking if we just show them how nice we are, they're going to learn to like us and to accept us. And this has proven that the Democrats have been living in la-la land, meanwhile brainwashing our military to believe that man can give birth, that LGBTQ, whatever, pride is very important, gender equality is very important, and we must have transgenders in the military, and we must pay for their change operation paid for by our tax dollars. That has been the focus of the military now going for 20 years with a short interruption of President Trump when he was in office, and now we're back to the third term of Obama.
Exactly. And what does all that have to do with job one of protecting and securing the national peace and prosperity for America and America's citizens, and to fight against those enemies, domestic and foreign?
Absolutely nothing, because they are not focused on that. And we have seen from Milley's testimony in Congress, the whole thing was about critical race theory and about the training of the military and white rage. You know, that we pay for our military to win wars. And the reality is the American brass has not won a war in three-quarters of a century. They have failed to win a war in three-quarters of a century. The truth is ugly, but the truth is the truth. We have had a military that has been wussified under Clinton, and the deterioration began, and it continued on. And this is what you get in 20 years. And that is a major problem. And, you know, maybe we need to bring some Taliban to West Point to teach our brass how to win wars. This is a time where the American public needs to stand up and hold our leaders accountable, hold our military accountable. No cover-up. We understand that our brave soldiers can do the job, will execute the job. Obviously, they did it under President Trump. But under this administration and the new leadership that he put in office and his foreign policy team, every single one of them should be fired. And we are calling on that. And I encourage people, if my message resonates with you, go to actforamerica.org and get involved. Actforamerica.org. We're launching a petition tomorrow calling for all of their resignation and an investigation in Congress, because they need to be held accountable. This is a failure that America is going to pay for, not in years, but in decades and maybe centuries. This is reshaping the world. This is not Vietnam. This is reshaping the world.
You're exactly right to put it in that and frame it exactly like that, Brigitte Gabriel. Brigitte, when the generals came before Congress and lied about CRT and what they were doing with this new indoctrination in the military, not necessarily new, it had been going on for a while, but when they were confronted with it, they flat out lied. What kind of impact did that have for the soldiers downline?
Look, the soldiers are demoralized. Soldiers have to obey orders. They have to obey their commanders, whether they agree with them or not. Look, I've got family members who are in the military, and I understand the frustration frustration sometimes by obeying orders from people where you know they're lying to you, where you know you look at them and you think, how can this person be a general and be my boss? But
exactly.
This is where we are. At the top brass, it has become...
I'll tell you what, Brigitte. We got to go to a quick break. Let's pick it up from there. We've got more from Brigitte Gabriel after this. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And we're talking about the fall of America. We're talking about, really, the reshaping of our world as we know it as a result of what's been happening in Afghanistan. And prior to that, ladies and gentlemen, as Brigitte Gabriel has been laying out for us, Brigitte, you know, we were talking right before the break, you know, the lie that was perpetuated by the military, I mean, top generals in our military, and the impact
that that will have downline. You just can't allow for a little bit of lie and think that it's not going to impact psychologically, operationally, the military, because we know a lie can go a long way and have devastating results.
Devastating results, as we are seeing, Bill. They have been lying to their leaders. They have been lying to their subordinates because our top brass has become so politicized. All they care about is, what lobby firm am I going to work for? What my next job is going to be? What my next career is going to be? What my next rank is going to be? It's all political on the top. It's very different than the file and rank who are really laying their life on the line, fighting for our country. And they truly believe they are fighting for honor, for dignity, for prosperity, to protect American lives and American security and stature worldwide. Because America's stature is directly linked to our security. Right now, America just handed China the preeminent position in the world. We just put up China on a pedestal. Right now, China can walk in anywhere and lead. They are already working with the Taliban. They are already establishing relationships with them. They are working with the Russians. The world respects a strong horse, and they will follow a strong horse, no matter what color or what language or what dressing is on that horse. They will follow a strong horse. Right now, Taiwan is shaking in their boots. You know China's going to go into Taiwan and take it over.
Exactly.
What are they going to fear? Biden?
Yes.
What is he going to do?
Yes. No, you're exactly right. All our former allies are shaking in their boots because of, the lack of trust, the proven lack of trust that they can have in our government and this administration, no doubt about it. And speaking of military weaponry that was left behind, Brigitte, what a disaster. You got to know the Chinese wanted to acknowledge the Taliban right away to gain access to all that military technology that we left behind. And Donald Trump said that, you know, part of his plan was not to leave one paperclip behind. But Joe Biden leaves the Taliban and strengthens them with military empowerment that makes them the strongest military force in the Middle East overnight.
Exactly, and that's exactly what they did. Technology that is unbelievable, and they should have. What President Trump was going to do is basically blow it off. Their plan was, first you get the personnel out, then you blow up all the ammunition or whatever technology that you have there, you erase it, you destroy it, and then you take care of the people and the embassy, and the last thing to leave is whatever remnant of the military that is there after you secure your people. Not only did they leave everything behind, so now the Taliban are going to start killing us using our own machinery, not to mention the damage the optics is doing worldwide, showing the Taliban having their hands on top of the line machinery that we just handed them, paid for by our tax dollars. We are already in debt over our ears, and Afghanistan has dragged us into debt like unbelievable. But they're going to use it against us. They feel empowered, and now they're going to train. What also was left behind is all the hard drives and the manuals and the cards that shows every single person that worked for us, their name, their address, who they are, how long they worked for us, all that data. They're literally going to be able to go in and pick people and assassinate them on mass scale.
They're knocking on doors now, even as we talk right now. It's disgusting. Not to mention, Brigitte, and this is the other heartbreak, the women. What they're doing to the women, I mean, they're now trophies of war for these Taliban soldiers. I mean, we're talking young girls, 12, 14.
We're talking young girls, 12 to 14 years old. The Taliban called on all imams in Afghanistan to turn in the names of every girl between the age of 12 to 14 years old so they can use them as wives to their new fighters, as sex slaves. Basically, see, under the Taliban, under Sharia law, if it's a Muslim girl, you have to marry her to have sex with her. So basically, it's like legal prostitution. So you can marry a woman every night, a different woman, marry four at a time, divorce them, marry another four, and just so you can have sex with them legally. If they were not Muslim women, then you don't have to marry them, you can just take them. So that's why they say turn them over, because we want to marry them to our young soldiers. But basically they are using them for sex. And the women know it. The women in Afghanistan are already saying, we will commit suicide before we would allow the Taliban to take us. So you are going to see suicide on mass scale among women in Afghanistan.
You imagine, Brigitte, I mean, it's tough enough to even imagine, but yet women of principle saying that they refuse to surrender and become a trophy yep. to a Taliban warrior like this and to be abused to this degree. I mean, this is beyond horrific. But these are happening to young girls. I mean, fellow human beings. And this is the result of, what's happened. I mean, this abject breakdown by the President of the United States. Yes.
Right, it's Sharia law, and that's what they had before America went in 2001. Remember, the Taliban enforced Sharia law. We all remember the images of them doing public stoning in football fields, where
yes.
everybody in the town watching and rejoicing and cheering on. The Taliban are basically ISIS. This is ISIS 2.0, or maybe ISIS was the Taliban 2.0. But remember, it is Sharia law. They both adhere to the same law of throwing gays off of buildings, of a woman is worth half of that of a man. If she is raped, she needs four witnesses. Women are to be used as property. Women are your tilth plow into them. That's exactly what the Quran asks men to do. They are nothing more than a property, and they know it. We have seen this preview before in action, and now it's just going to happen in a way that is closed off to the world. Because, look, when the cameras leave, I mean, now it's a big story, or the Western media is still there. What's going to happen when the Taliban's kick out the Western media because they're not interested in them, and then we do not get any pictures as to what's happening on the inside, or know
exactly.
what they're doing on the inside?
Yeah, this is North Korea. This is North Korea all over again. But then again, then what's going to happen is the Taliban is going to come after us, because what happens in Afghanistan, as we know, will not stay in Afghanistan. As you said, this new caliphate is to establish a new headquarters for terrorism at an epic level that we can't even imagine, because they see what's happening, especially on the anniversary of 9/11 and the attack of America. Brigitte, what's going to happen here?
Well, they are organizing. I don't think we're going to see an attack in 2 weeks, but I know that they are organizing, and they're going to use it as a training center to export jihad worldwide. The Taliban leader already said that. Actually, my organization yesterday put out an email detailing his speech about how now we're going to go conquer the world. That's why I say this is very different than Vietnam. This is not just humiliation. The world is being rearranged, because now a radical regime, the Taliban, is being recognized by China, is being recognized by Russia, is being recognized by Iran, because of all the resources that Afghanistan has. They want to do business with them. This is not the fringe ISIS or fringe Taliban crazies that nobody wants to associate with. Our allies already said that they will not put together a coalition again to go into Afghanistan under any circumstances. So we can forget calling on the world to form a coalition, and the Taliban know that.
Well, Brigitte Gabriel lays it out. What you see is what you get with Brigitte. I mean, no holds barred. And we've got another short segment coming up. There was so much that we were able to discuss with Brigitte, and her insight and passion. Her love for America is quite obvious, isn't it? And it's a wake-up call for Americans. And she writes very boldly, "The fall of America," is what she says, "as the world is being reshaped." She's a national security analyst, New York Times best-selling author of Rise, chairman of Act for America, and this is why she encourages all Americans to get activated and to go to their website so that you can participate and be part of the solution and not add to the problem. And as she broke down and broke it down for us and detailed it out, the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan is now the new caliphate, which is actually the old caliphate. Like the phoenix rising once again. This was the name of the Taliban government that was ousted by the U.S. in 2001.
This is sponsored by Purina. During these uncertain times, people aren't the only ones adjusting to spending more time than usual indoors. Our furry friends have also had to adapt. According to a recent 2020 study, 94% of pet owners rely on their pet for emotional support. That's why it's important to have a daily routine for our pets, including exercise and enriched activities, in order to maintain their health and happiness along with ours. Dr. Kurt Venator, Purina's chief veterinary officer, shares some tips.
Most pets love the extra attention they're getting these days, but some may become overstimulated or stressed as we all adjust to being at home together. Help keep your pet healthy and happy by sticking to a routine for meals, treats, and playtime. And just like people, our pets also need exercise. Get creative with indoor activities like tug of war, hide and seek, or laser pointer play.
To learn more on how to keep your pets engaged, happy, and healthy during quarantine, visit www.purina.com/homewithpets. Again, that's purina.com/homewithpets.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
German military officials in Kabul, Afghanistan are reporting a deadly firefight broke out at the airport on Monday between Western security forces and Afghan guards. The incident at the north gate of the airport involved German and U.S. security forces. The statement from the German military did not say whether the guard killed at the airport was a Taliban fighter. Biden is scheduled to watch a virtual G6 leaders meeting on Tuesday to discuss Afghanistan. President Biden on Sunday said the evacuation crisis in Afghanistan could extend beyond August 31st. At least 21 people were killed and some 20 others missing after severe flash floods swept through Humphreys County in Middle Tennessee over the weekend. Up north, the system named Henri is drenching the northeast with rain Monday. Henri, which made landfall as a tropical storm Sunday afternoon in Rhode Island, moved northwest through Connecticut. It has flooded areas as far as New Jersey before drenching northeastern Pennsylvania. USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6. And it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
With you, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Our conversation with Brigitte Gabriel continues. New York Times bestselling author, the book Rise, very popular, and one that if you have not read, you need to get your hands on. It's been out for a while. And even if you've read it before, maybe time to revisit, because it will encourage you and really kind of put into purpose and some perspective what, you know, emotionally you're feeling about this. And I am in Hawaii these days and flew cross country from Florida and talking to various people, particularly former military, that, I mean, you can sense in their hearts the heartbreak of what is happening in Afghanistan right now. I mean, these are downline military people. Those of us who've served the military cannot believe that this is our country, that this is the way that we would withdraw. After all that you thought that we learned from Vietnam, we're repeating these same mistakes. And again, we're reminded by what we're seeing that, in fact, Barack Obama had it right. He did when he said that elections have consequences. And these are the consequences of this election. You can say anything you want about it, whether it was legit or not. And, you know, more and more information comes out about the lack thereof, of the legitimacy of votes and this sort of thing, unlike anything that we've ever had before. I mean, it's amazing. But yet the mainstream media, corporate America, you know, those that want to, keep the status quo, they're satisfied with what happened in America. But the fact of the matter is that over 50% of America, and a growing number of Americans for that matter, are uncomfortable. And they're saying, hey, why not do an audit? I mean, this thing just will not go away. That's the problem with a lie, is that it just doesn't go away. But the good news is after all that the lie has done, which it can do a lot of damage, there's no doubt about it, what ends up is the truth, because that's the last thing that stands here. And that's what many of us are holding on to, is that we will know the truth. it will be that liberating truth that is part of the agency of the Almighty, because God cannot allow, you know, this kind of deception and these kind of lies to continue in what he created. I mean, that's totally against his nature. So eventually this stuff will come out. And I believe that's the panic that you are seeing in, you know, in the deep state and this ruling elite that has had their way. And again, don't get confused here. I've had many discussions with people, you know, as in my travels and even being here in Hawaii. Hawaii is an interesting state, as you know. And they are, let me tell you, they're very fearful about COVID. I mean, and right now you wear masks inside, you know, and if you don't wear a mask, boy, they'll tell you right away, hey, get your mask on. I mean, they're just highly sensitive about this. And we're going to have a discussion. Dr. Lee Valit's going to be on with us later on today. And we'll have a additional discussion, as we have been on the show, about COVID and about the scare tactics that have been taking place. But anyway, I want to play this bit of remaining segment of the interview that we had with Brigitte Gabriel. It's kind of like a little bit of an after hours. Sometimes we don't get an opportunity to do this. Additional conversation has had, but I believe that what she had to share with us was so important. I wanted you to hear this last portion of what she shared with us. Here's Brigitte Gabriel now.
And so for those that resented Trump for saying America first, well, guess what? It's going to be the Islamic Emirate first. You got China wanting to be first. You've got Russia wanting to be first. Germany wanting to be first. So now somehow it's a sin if America's first because Donald Trump said that.
Right, exactly. And now, actually, we are last. I mean, we are not. We don't have the stature in the world like China and Russia right now, because China and Russia have real men as leaders, and they have very smart cabinets surrounding them, and they make the right decision by their military and by their people. Our leaders are not making the right decisions, neither by our military nor by our people, because we have become so far removed from reality, Bill, as a society, that the new generation of even remember 9/11. They were raised with their heads on their iPhones watching, you know, YouTubes and then Instagram and Facebook and now TikTok, which is owned by China, harvesting all our information. And then they have never fought a war. They have never experienced any hardship. Their idea of being, of suffering is my parents did not upgrade my iPhone. I'm 13 years old and I deserve a new iPhone. This is their idea. Even our poorest of the poor, the losers who can never held a job, sitting on welfare because they are too lazy to get a job. They have a cell phone. They have health care. They have air conditioning. They have heating. They have fully furnished apartments paid for by our tax dollars because, oh, supposedly they are poor. They have dishwashers. Yes. Our poorest of the poor who are living on welfare live better than 80% of anybody in the world worldwide. This is why we have become lazy and fat and happy, and we don't even realize to what level our country has deteriorated. That's why it is up to people like you and me and those of us who remember America the great, America the exceptional, America that was America even under Trump just 6 months ago, a year ago. This is the America we want back. It doesn't matter who leads it. We want a leader who puts America first. Whether it's a Democrat or a Republican, we want a patriot who loves America more than any other country in the world, who believes in the spirit of America, who believes and honors the memory of our founding fathers, who believes that America is a shining light, shining city on a hill. That's the type of leadership that we need. It doesn't matter where it comes from, as long as they have those values and that belief. And I believe it's up to people like you and me and our listeners who feel the passion, who feel the love, who feel the patriotism, who feel the honor and duty and the blessings of America to come together, to rise together democratically, peacefully, using our laws, using our voices, and using our effort, energy, and finances to take back our country. Go to actforamerica.org and join us. We named the organization Act for America. Now think about America, hope for America, pray for America, or wish for America, but act for America. Because you could hope and pray and wish, and you should, but without action, nothing happens. Now is the time to act.
Amen. Perfectly said. Brigitte Gabriel, National Security Analyst, New York Times bestselling author, and chairman of ACT for America. If you have not read her book, it's been out. It's been a bestseller. You need to read this book. This will further inspire you and put some energy under that action that you are determined to take on behalf of this great American experiment. Brigitte, as always, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Take care. Godspeed.
Thank you, my friend. Great being with you.
You got it.
Brigitte Gabriel, and she was born in Lebanon, and her background is incredible. You know, like we were talking about having our kids bus down to Miami to meet with the Cuban Americans there so that they can talk story and listen to what communist rule, what they experienced under Castro's Cuba, and why, you know, so many Cubans there are yelling out, Libertad, Liberty, and it's, again, it's heartwarming still, even for America, to look and see how they associate America with liberty, because they're carrying not only Cuban flags, but American flags. Not burning the flag, they're carrying it around as a banner to encourage one another, to encourage others around the world. And this is something that is happening, even though right now that the Taliban has taken over with such rapidity Afghanistan. And the alliances that they're able to establish has kind of been handed to them. You know, I had made this comment that, you know, it's as if Joe Biden handed over pallets of weaponry to the Taliban, making them an incredible military force overnight with all the military weaponry that was left behind and technology, as Brigitte was talking about. But Brigitte survived war in the Middle East, living in an 8x10 underground bomb shelter from the age until 17 years. 7 years she lived in this bomb shelter. So she knows what she's talking about. This is the passion, because she understands. She's lived what's going on in the Middle East. And just like we'd want our kids to hear, you know, what's happening in Cuba with the Cuban Americans, because they understood firsthand. And they probably wonder and shake their heads and go, what's going on with these kids? What's happening with these, you know, these professors that think that they can, you know, indoctrinate our kids to socialism leading to communism? They know not what they talk about. And it's up to us, up to all of us, to find out. And we're so grateful for people like Brigitte Gabriel, true patriots that are helping America find its light again. We've got more coming up. Stay with us 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603D787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available to rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Before the top of the hour, great to have you with us. We've got the Judicial Watch President Tom Fenton joining us now to talk about, what's happening with our Defense Department. A lot of questions coming up, Tom, as a result of what we've seen with Afghanistan. It makes you wonder if they took their eye off the ball, were worried about other things instead of the most necessary things, like how about the security of our nation and the nation's people?
Yeah, I mean, you pretty much have had confirmed, for those who haven't understood this for the last 30 to 40, 50 years, that those who run our Pentagon are too often political, and I include the generals there.
Mm-hmm.
And so this politicization has led to, the sort of decision-making that we saw in Afghanistan, if you're someone like President Trump, you must wonder, you come in and say, what's going on here? And I don't feel like I can rely on the advice I'm getting from the folks responsible for this.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
then on
he said
top of
much,
that, you have
yeah.
the cognitively challenged Joe Biden who,
right.
Gets advice and counsel and just goes off the deep end and ignoring it. It's one thing to be skeptical. It's another thing to kind of, retreat to your bunker and ignore all good sense and then defend yourself in this maniacal way in which he's doing right now. It's a disturbing time.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, the experience, once again, is Trump more right than wrong. Going back to what you said earlier, he questioned the information that he was getting from the military-industrial complex, the people that should have known better, and the media and everybody was so shocked, if you recall, after the meeting with Putin, when he said, you could tell the president had some doubts about the information that was being sent his way about Russia, and of course, with all the other stuff that was going on, this Russian collusion indictment that the Democrats went after so heavily for 4 years.
It's the same crowd.
Yeah.
I mean, Russia collusion, their analysis of Afghanistan, the decision makers in the White House, and they're also, expecting us to believe their analysis of the COVID threat and what needs to be mm-hmm. done.
Exactly.
I don't want to be too broad because there are always good people working government, but that's an obvious point. Mm-hmm. But practically speaking, our major government institutions are run by liars or incompetence or oftentimes a mix of both.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the situation we're in. And if you're aware of that, it doesn't mean that you don't rely on these agencies from time and time to time to kind of figure out what to do. And, you know, they're instrumentalities, you know, the president and the government and the people use. We have to recognize the limitations of the leadership that runs them and how that impacts their effectiveness and their reliability.
Tom, I think
you got
what
an
was
old
really
car in the back that you might use, but you don't want to use it all the time because you know how unreliable it is. And
exactly,
an unreliable vehicle in the federal government and each and every agency. The CDC is as bad as the FBI is as bad as DOJ is as bad as the NSA and the State Department and HHS, et cetera.
Tom, it appears that all the three-letter agencies in our government, there's corruption at every turn here. I mean, the people are seeing this and wondering, you know, what the heck can we do about this? I mean, we appreciate all the great work that Judicial Watch is doing and keep them honest with all the FOIA requests, but, I mean, this is a hard battle. I mean, this is nonstop for you because the resistance of these established bureaucracies, they're so well entrenched, the industrial military complex that, you know, President Eisenhower warned us about. I mean, little did we know that that was going to extend to every bureaucratic agency and entity that we're dealing with in America today because they're abandoning their reason to be. I mean, the number one job of Joe Biden is to protect the people, you know, to secure our country and our people against enemies, foreign and domestic. And he bunkers himself.
Yeah, I mean, that's a challenge, you know, that's a kind of an instant political challenge. It's kind of a challenge in the current situation. I mean, I would generally speak, and those of your listeners who don't know, Judicial Watch uses the Freedom of Information Act to uncover government documents. We sue the government when it does things in violation of the law and state officials as well, state governments. We got to prosecute bad guys. Meaning that when there's corrupt government officials that break the law, they should be prosecuted the way an average citizen would be prosecuted. That's not taking place. Mm-hmm. We need to ensure transparency, which is what we're trying to do. And hopefully the transparency uncovers information that forces prosecutions. It sometimes does or doesn't. At least it usually generates investigations. And thirdly, and this is, you know, kind of a simple thing that we often forget, is that we got to cut the government back.
Yes.
I mean, you know, there's no way of tracking this money. There's no way, and when you're talking now, trillions being spent at the drop of a hat. I mean, that's a temptation that's beyond, you know, we're human beings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we pray to our Lord not to lead us into temptation, and then we spend $4 trillion through half a dozen government agencies.
Right, exactly.
And we wonder why there's corrupt waste, fraud, and abuse. So
right.
If you don't like the deep state, cut its funding. I mean, these are like basic principles, and we should demand that those issues that I'm talking about be the focus of your elected officials and say, you know, talking about policy and all of that is fine, but what are you doing to stop our money from being abused, our rights from being violated? Where are the prosecutions? Why are you funding the agencies you're telling us we shouldn't trust? Why do you keep on funding them?
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, a lot of our friends would have a harder time answering that question on the Hill even.
Well, the other thing they're doing, Tom, here, which I think is just incredible to me, is that they set up these subset bureaucracies and empower them with, in a sense, law-giving power that circumvents the legislator. The legislature, and you know, it's like, wait a minute, there's no law. It was done by this entity, this bureaucracy. I mean, we are doing an end around on the U.S. Constitution, and this thing has been, you know, like the mob. It just continues to snowball and get bigger and bigger to where even with all this new money that they're proposing, I mean, probably at the end of the day, it'll be over $6 trillion. I mean, look at all the subset institutions that they're going to get a lot of money and a lot of power along with it they don't have to come back to Congress and say, hey, can we do this? No, they're just going to do it because they've been, you know, allowed because of the way they have assigned the money and empowered them.
No, and the left will be empowered even more because the government funds the left. They're the chief funders of the left.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of that money will go to organizations and entities that, even if they pretend they're not political, really are advocates for bigger government and less freedom and less constitutional government for the United States. The So all this is a result of conscious or either conscious decisions to not to act or not act.
Yes.
So there's nothing that's happening that Congress can't undo in theory, or President can't help them undo by signing into law. But you see in Afghanistan, what's happening there is a result of a decision to not do something or to do something specific. There's nothing preventing us from saving every American there. But in order to do so, there are things that need to be done that our government doesn't want to do, which is hold Pakistan accountable for their behavior and safety and deploy more resources there to make sure that Americans are protected.
Yeah.
But that's a decision that they don't want to make. It's what's frustrating, and this is the hopeful side, there are few problems that can't be fixed in terms of, like, the immediate, emergency response. But the frustrating thing is that there are few willing to step up. And what we're seeing right now, our establishment, forget about how it all led to this in terms of Afghanistan, Bill. You know, the mistakes even of the last 4 or 5 days, right, according to Joe Biden. Like, what's happening now, and what are we doing now? And it's pretty clear our establishment has failed to step up to address this emergency, and I include our military leadership. I mean, they are shown to be lacking in leadership right now. Forget about the mistakes and who said what 2 weeks ago. What are they doing now, and are they advocating for the right policy right now to rescue Americans whose lives are on the line? And I'm not, maybe there's stuff going on I don't know about, but I'm not seeing any evidence of it.
Without a doubt. I mean, and you're exactly right. It is that simple. I mean, this is all because of choice. And this is choice on both sides. This is bipartisan. Don't think that this is just Democrat only. I mean, there is the establishment of the bureaucracy that is driving this thing. And, like Barack Obama said, Tom, elections have consequences. And you got what you voted into office.
Well, and those of us who, but the nice thing about the Constitutional Republic, Bill, is that our civil rights don't end when one's political opponent controls the levers of government.
Right.
And even if you support someone in the presidency or in Congress, we have as citizens an obligation, if we want to keep our freedoms, to be vigilant all the time. And that's what Judicial Watch
does. That's
right. We sued Trump more than anyone else in the world. In terms of trying to get information out of the agencies and the government. No one sued the Trump administration more than Judicial Watch. And it will be same with Biden.
Well, Tom Fenton, the president of Judicial Watch, cannot thank you enough for all the great work. I do want to encourage our audience to go to your website to be part of the solution and to support all the great work of Judicial Watch. Direct them to your website and what they should do next.
Hey, thank you. It's judicialwatch.org, judicialwatch.org. And, of course, we're on Facebook and Twitter. I'm locked out of Twitter personally, but Judicial Watch is still there, and they haven't they censor us, but they haven't deplatformed us yet. So knock on wood.
Amazing. Censor you, but not the Taliban. Go figure. Only in America.
I know. Yeah.
Tom, thank you. Appreciate the time. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set.